Okay, so you met somebody, did the whole marriage and kid thing?
Or? I did. I got married, and then I had two kids.
Right, right, right. And what are their names? What are their names?
Spencer and Skylar.
That sound like beautiful kids. Awesome, yeah. Awesome, awesome. And Shelly, why are you laughing when I said sound like beautiful kids? How might I know?
Because you might be the dad.
I might be the dad. This show just took a whole new twist.
Hey, I'm Louis the Laser Guy, and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money, it's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams.
Welcome, Shelly. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Everybody, welcome to our show at National Laser Institute. I am Louis, the Laser Guy, and this is our show about the $16 billion booming medical aesthetic industry. The med spas are everywhere, and there's so many opportunities for people to become a cosmetic laser tech. So I thought I'd bring in a special young lady because she's been in this business for 15 years to tell us about her journey with pre-cosmetic lasers and how it's all evolved. So Shelly, if you could just introduce yourself, where you're from, where you went to high school and college, and kind of how your journey began.
Okay, well, I'm from Los Angeles.
Okay.
I went to high schools out there.
Okay.
And then I went to one year at college, okay, in Santa Barbara. And then
so college wasn't for you.
College was not for me.
Okay.
It wasn't for me. And then I actually met somebody on a vacation.
Okay, did some traveling. Okay.
Did some traveling.
Right, right, right.
And then moved back to Los Angeles and then decided to move out to Arizona.
Very cool.
And yeah.
Okay, so you met somebody, did the whole marriage and kid thing?
I did. I got married and then I had two kids.
Right, right, right.
And
what are their names? What are their names?
Spencer and Skylar.
They sound like beautiful kids. Awesome, yeah. Awesome, awesome. And Shelly, why are you laughing when I said sound like beautiful kids? How might I know?
Because you might be the dad.
I might be the dad. This show just took a whole new twist. Hold on, wait a minute. Shelly's my ex-wife, ladies and gentlemen.
I am
this
his
is a true story.
So yes.
Shelly's an ex-wife, and you're gonna see how the story goes. So Shelly and I met in the Caribbean when I was 23, you were 20, right?
Yep.
And it was just a romance in the Caribbean, and we ended up getting married, having kids, and moved to Arizona, and you're home with the kids for how many years were you not working? It was after real estate. You did real estate, right?
Yeah, so I did some real estate, and then I was at home for about 7 years.
Taking care of the kids, and then one day you just thought you wanted to get in the working
world,
right?
Yeah, I just wanted to start, yeah. My kids started kindergarten, and I wanted to do something for myself.
All right.
And so
I got a first job.
Right, right. As a receptionist at a laser place.
Med spa.
At a med spa.
Right.
And then I fell in love with it. I completely fell in love with it. And I love tattoo removal. I got into it.
Yeah,
I heard
so
about it.
15 years ago, you got training in all the cosmetic lasers.
I did.
Right? Like, what did
I
you
got
learn
training.
When you first got training lasers?
Well, hair removal and photo facial was the most popular thing.
Okay,
back then.
Okay.
Tattoo removal was nothing.
It was more of a
niche,
right?
It was just, exactly. People were just talking about it. But
right.
When I did my research personally, I found out that 1 in 8 people had a tattoo.
Wow.
At that time. Now 50% of Americans have
crazy,
tattoos.
I know.
So, you know, and the average age of getting them on was 18 and 19. Well, everyone's 18 and 19. And when you're that age, everything's cute and forever, right? Okay. But then you get a little older and it might not work for you later. So I just knew that was going to be a booming business.
So you decided
business.
From day one, you weren't just going to do hair removal, foot facial. You wanted to
yeah.
focus on tattoo.
I wanted to focus on something for myself. I was, you know, at-home mom. I actually went through breast cancer when I was 35.
That's
so
right.
I went
That's
from,
right.
yeah, so I was an at-home mom. And then
now, let's
I
talk
went
about it
through.
A second,
yep.
Because a lot of people have gone through crises and health conditions in their lives. So you find out you have breast cancer. Tell us about that moment in time. Like,
well, it's
that's
scary. My
what
kids
were
3 and 5 at the time.
Right.
Well, our kids were 3 and 5
right.
at the time. And it is. It's the scariest thing in the whole
what
world,
going
of
through
course.
Your mind? Like, am I going to die? Am I going to see my kids?
Of course. And then, you know, I'll never forget when I called you and said you might be a single parent. It's the scariest thing in the whole world.
And how did you bounce through that and say, I'm going to go live my life and get through this?
Because it changes, you know, I've always had a positive attitude, but it changes you. It makes you really appreciate every single day and you never know. So I wanted to find something that I wanted to always find a job where I wanted to go to work.
Passion.
I did, exactly, that I had passion for. And I never wanted to drive to work and go, ugh, I have to work today.
Sure.
I can say 15 years later, I've never said that.
I love it.
Okay, so I've never said that. So I'm glad I picked something, specialized in something, tattoo. It took me a challenge. It was a challenge. It wasn't easy. I mean, I went to tattoo shops. I did everything I could to try to
right.
build a business.
So in the beginning days, you're a laser tech, but you're focusing on tattoo. Well, I'm just curious. Tell me about the types of clients you've come across in the last 15 years. What's your typical tattoo removal client?
Well, there's not really a typical tattoo removal
okay.
client because I deal with so many different walks of life. I mean, I deal with the jails here. So you have, you know, clients that have just literally been. Absolutely.
Okay,
or
okay.
just people that have been in jail for
right.
a long time.
Right.
Or the everyday mom that got a tattoo when they were younger. You
right.
know, you're in love with somebody.
Everybody,
is that
right?
Everyone, doctors, it doesn't
right.
matter.
Just out of curiosity, like, what types of tattoos are you seeing out there?
Oh, well, you know, the thing is, like I said, when you're young, you're everything's forever. So your best friend is forever. Your boyfriend is forever, right? So it's always the four boyfriends ago names.
So you have everybody's names in their body, the boyfriend, their girlfriend, their best friend.
Exactly, in every body part. Or you just have, also there, everything's cute. So you have Mickey Mouse and Winnie the Pooh, so cute.
Right.
When you're that age, but on your stomach. But when you get older and you have kids and, you know, things change. So it might not work for you later in life.
All right, so tell me, like, what are the top...
But 90% of my clients, I will say, are just fading them and doing new ones, which is a great market.
So tell the world, like, what are the top reasons, like, what if I had to say, what's the top 3, 4, 5 reasons? Why do people get tattoos removed? What are the reasons?
Well, anything. I mean, you don't like that thing anymore. Okay, I mean, it's on your body. It's permanently on your body. So when you get in the shower and you take off your clothes and you look in the mirror and you see all your flaws,
so
imagine seeing something on there that you don't like. Or you just change your ways. I mean, you have people that... You know, it was cute back then, but it's not working for you anymore. So if it just fades, they at least do something else they like over it.
Awesome.
Because what you are at 18, you might not be later.
Awesome. So what I love about this journey, Shelly, is you became such an amazing tattoo removal provider that we basically swept you up and said, come teach for us at National Institute. You're amazing. Teach the world how to do it. And I heard the other day, correct me if I'm wrong, but somebody told me the other day that you've now removed almost like 80,000 tattoos.
I have.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
But I love what I do. I love my job.
So you provide private services for clients, and now you actually are an instructor for National Laser Institute, teaching the world, doctors, nurses, estheticians, and career changes, laser techs, how to remove tattoos, right?
Yeah.
So when you're teaching people, we all know what a doctor is and a nurse and esthetician, but when we say the word career changer, what types of students, future laser techs, are you training? Like, what kind of careers do you see them come from?
Well, people like me, at-home moms, or somebody that works at a restaurant, bartenders.
Right. So not a beauty professional.
Oh, not a beauty at all. And I'm not an esthetician, so not at all. You have all different walks of life.
Okay, so walk us through it. So to remove a tattoo, like, what's step 1, 2, 3? Like, you fire up the laser. Like, just kind of walk us through the process of
zapping your tattoo. Well, I will explain. So when somebody gets a tattoo, your tattoo has to lie in your second layer. So what lasers are able...
Of
the skin.
Okay.
So we have 3 layers of skin. Okay. So we have what's called the dermis, epidermis, and hypodermis. So when they deposit the ink, it has to be in your second layer. Okay. What lasers are able to do is send energy and heat into that color to break it up. Breaks it up into small particles to get through the lymphatic system. And then your body recognizes that as a toxin and removes it. But everybody's different. People that party and smoke, their body's just used to foreign objects. They're going to have a longer process compared to people who drink water and exercise.
So what's the fastest amount of treatments you've seen a tattoo go away in? How many sessions versus the longest, the range?
So average is 12 to 15 times, more or less. But I've seen one treatment. I've seen 40 treatments.
Oh, you've seen a tattoo go away in one treatment?
Oh, yeah.
But an average is 10, 15 in the
range. Yeah, and they don't all go away 100%. Just be prepared. Sometimes they just fade enough where you could do a little makeup over there and you wouldn't even...
Very cool. And I assume there's a whole variety of different technologies out there to make tattoos go away, different types of lasers and technologies?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, very cool. So for people out there that are saying, wow, this is a cool journey. I'm a real estate agent like Shelly was, or I was cutting hair, or I'm a stay-at-home mom and I want to do something different. I want to be a cosmetic laser tech and do hair removal and photo facial, but tattoo removal sounds kind of cool, okay? And if they come and take a 2-week training program at National Laser Institute, where they do the 5 days of classroom education, the 10 days of clinical, and they see you for tattoo removal, I'm just curious, when you're having those conversations with those people, is this like a total life change for them as it was for you? Or
absolutely.
What are you hearing from these students?
Absolutely. They all enjoy. A lot of people don't think they're going to like tattoo removal before they get here, and they love it after because it's fun. It's so rewarding, Lou. You change people's lives in a different way. Okay.
Right.
These people, they're changing lives this way, your face, right?
Okay.
I'm changing people's lives from within. Like I said, when somebody gets a tattoo on, we don't know the story behind it, but sometimes they're hysterical why people put tattoos on. Sometimes I'm bawling under my glasses.
So there's emotional,
because there's emotional, of
reasons.
Course. And some people cry when you're removing their tattoos. It's not because they don't like it. It's because you're removing a part of their history.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool, right? So it makes you feel good, right?
Of course. Oh my God, I love it.
So,
I love what I do.
For people out there considering the world of becoming a cosmetic laser tech, what kind of like words of wisdom, what advice might you have for people who are just checking on this industry, just exploring it?
Well, you know, you have to go with your passion and just do it. If you don't do something, you're never going to know, right? So if you're not happy in your job, which you only have one life, life's so short, you should love what you do. It's very important to love what you do.
Yeah, I agree. And everybody, for those of you that don't know, Shelly and I have been divorced for 15 years now? How long? 19 years? 20 years?
19.
How long have we been divorced for?
19.
19 years, wow. So we met at 23 and 20. We were together for 14 years. apart for many, many years. And for those that don't know, we actually wrote a book together about marriage and divorce, because most people get divorced, they have this ugly, bitter fighting, and the kids get all messed up, and we found a way to get along and be friends and get through the drama. And when everybody gets
another
married,
reason why life's so short.
Yeah, when everybody gets married, they always crack up. They always say, okay, we're going to live happily ever after. Half the world does live happily ever after, half the world gets divorced. So tell the world what our book was titled.
After the happily ever after.
It's a book of how to get along when you're divorced and your kids got all messed up. So we're not trying to sell a book here today. Just, I thought it was fun that, because not too many people work together, and that's crazy.
It makes it so much easier and so much better for our kids.
Well, your journey is amazing. Congratulations on your success. You're the only person, I've been in this business for 15 years, Shelley, as you know. I know thousands of people out there. You're the only person I've met out of a zillion people that's removed over 80,000 tattoos. So that's an amazing accomplishment. You should be proud. It's exciting.
I am. It's
a great story. Appreciate your time until we meet again.
Tomorrow.
Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Lewis, the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.